Thoughts on the Kingdom. The Kingdom Announced. Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 to 17. The Kingdom Announced. Verse 12. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he returned to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah, "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea along the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." Matthew 4, 12 to 17. The Kingdom Announced. Notice where Jesus chose to announce the kingdom. Galilee. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali. Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness. Jesus refers to Matthew refers to the fact that Jesus was fulfilling the prophet Isaiah here. Prophet Isaiah chapter 9. The prophecy of the kingdom and so on. And look how he opens his ministry here in Galilee. He had been preaching in Judea, but now he's preaching in Galilee, and it's here in this place of darkness in accordance with Isaiah chapter 9. The prophecy there, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near or at hand." Have you heard that before? Did you not hear it in Matthew chapter 3 and verses 1 and 2? "In those days John the Baptist came, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.'" So John in Judea, and Christ here in Galilee in the north, announcing the same, in the same words, demanding repentance, announcing the kingdom. Again, the strangeness, the oddness, the peculiarity, the specialness of this. What a place to announce the kingdom. John did it in the desert. Where does Christ go? The land of darkness. Right out in the far north. Not in Jerusalem. Not in palaces. Not in universities. Not in the big palaces and places where you would expect all these things to do, the grand mansions. Not with all the show and pomp of the world. No, this kingdom is different. It's not like Solomon's kingdom in all its glory, gold and silver and all the wonderful things, the hangings and so on. It's not like the tabernacle even. It's in despised Galilee of the Gentiles. A people living in darkness, they hear the news. And what is the call for Jews at this time? But it would become Gentiles as well, to repent and turn and believe. Repent and believe the gospel. Mark records more fully, chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. This is the announcement of the kingdom. I'm trying to underscore this, try to emphasize this, to lay as much weight on it as I can, so that we really do grasp it. This kingdom is not like any other kingdom. Its king is different. Its forerunner is different. The place of announcement is different. Deserts and Galilee. And everything about the kingdom is so new and odd and strange, unlike any other kingdom. And yet today, men want to make everything to do with the kingdom as much like the kingdoms of this world. Whether it be materialism, politics, or social things, whatever it might be. The churches, the ecclesia, has been turned into places just like the world. Preachers adopting worldly methods, worldly ideas, worldly principles. The kingdom is different to this. From its very inception, its very nature. We've looked at the differences, the newness of it, the wineskins and so on, the newness of this kingdom. and the announcement could not make it clearer. Well, we must move on from this, but let us not forget that this kingdom is so unlike any other kingdom. It's not another religion like Hinduism or Buddhism or whatever you might. No. This is radically different. It's not even the same as Judaism. It's radically different. For Christ is this kingdom, and he is this king, and here he is now, showing himself to Israel. And may we, as we go on, see the glories and the wonder of this kingdom. More than that, my friend, oh, that this little series might bring many to come into the kingdom. For unless they're in the kingdom, unless you are in the kingdom, you will never, never enjoy eternal life. This kingdom is essential. But that's more to come. May God drive home this point, the uniqueness of this kingdom. And may we remember that and apply it through all the rest of our considerations. Amen.